We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Hey, Jimmy boy, there's a big sporting event going on in Japan right now.
Yes, there is, and we are talking to two of Channel 7's finest about it.
Emma Friedman is one of those. She will join us.
And, of course, Andy Lee, you'll hear from next. But I'm also going to tell you something that's happened to me at my own joint.
Oh, okay. And I have a very good joke.
Plus, we get an idiot song about you.
Mm.
But next, Andy Lee's going to talk about the very special Tokyo Front Bar coming up.
We're very glad our next guest keeps coming back to our show.
I think we all need Wilbur in our lives.
Not only does he put up with Billy checking out his partner.
She pops up on my Instagram. I'm probably following her. But
he also deals with Billy-like behaviour from his own co-host every day.
Does Hamish ever, when you're in the middle of just talking about stuff, just point to something that's happening?
Often Hamish will get distracted by the TV. And so occasionally when you're listening to our show, you may hear this.
Yeah,
which is me just going, hey, buddy,
hello.
Yeah,
we're back. We're on. In the middle of a break, Bill will just go, oh, have a look at that.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Nice to have you in, mate.
Nice to be around a professional.
That's it.
In you, JB, and lovely to see you, Bill. There was a bra commercial that just came on. It just finished by the time that I got introduced, and I was thrilled because I had your attention back.
Yes, it did. Well, it went too long. We know that. How are you going, Andy? Only 3 days before the Olympic Games. Can you believe that? Because Jim's not fired up. He doesn't give a stuff.
I am fired up.
Are you excited, Andy?
I'm pumped.
Yeah,
absolutely pumped for this.
What are you pumped about?
I'm pumped about doing Front Bar Tokyo.
Because Tokyo edition?
Yeah, it's the only bar that's open in Victoria. So that's the key for me.
No.
Obviously, I'm doing it for Australia.
I love it.
But also doing it for free beer.
8:30 p.m. on 7, of course, Thursday, the Front Bar Tokyo edition. Now, who's the back line there? Yourself?
Yep.
Mick? Sam?
Mick obviously will play on ball. Yes. Sam will pinch hit from the pocket. Yep. And I'll be doing the grunt work Sam Walsh-like.
Sam Walsh. What about Murray?
Well, like, have you given Beer a run the ass?
Murray's been rested.
Oh, has he?
Oh,
yes.
Oh no, he won't be. Yes. Oh, Murray.
Managed.
The big Olympic show and he's been rested.
He won't be happy with
Murray.
That.
Oh,
Murray,
no.
I think, is, and I like to say, leading Seven's Olympic coverage.
Yes.
No, you know, people might say it's McAvaney. I think it's Murray. They got their M's wrong. So Murray's got work to do for Seven, and so I've just come off the bench.
What about the new sports? Do any of those grab your attention?
Not particularly, mate.
I'll go through them.
Skateboarding's one of them.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, yep.
Bloke did a three, what did he do, Jim? A 2080 the other day or something.
A 2080?
1080. It's three spins.
What else is going on in your life, please? You're very busy.
Oh, the dog. What about the new dog?
The new dog.
That's all I see, this new dog, Jim, on Instagram.
Henrietta.
Henrietta.
Do you know, Bill, we started puppy school, right?
Doggy school.
Yeah, doggy school, puppy school. And there is one very randy dog called Buckley. He's a male.
No. Is it?
Who, during free time, just tries to have his way with Henrietta every single time, which is certainly not on. But they always give you one thing to walk away with at the end of each puppy school.
Yeah.
And this week was like, dogs apparently love their food or meal times to be a puzzle. They want to work for their food, right?
Mm.
So put the food inside a puzzle, right? And then they'll work it out.
Mm.
Imagine we did that to Bill.
Well, no. How skinny would you be?
What are you saying? What, you've got to actually put it in a jigsaw puzzle?
Yeah, well, any type of puzzle. Puzzles that basically they have to lift a flap, swivel it around, and they find their food.
Oh, just to,
it mentally stimulates them. But I wondered how that would go for you if I delivered you
I'd
lot.
Find it. I'd sniff it out. Don't worry about that, Andy boy.
I know you don't always get to hear the show, and Rabs, I'm doing this on short notice for you, so we can. But there was a time when Bill was down at the Cremorne.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
We were halfway through a show.
Oh.
And we started hearing some very weird noises.
Okay.
And, you know, this is mid-broadcast, by the way.
Okay.
So I just want to know if, in your magnificent time of working with Hamish, whether this has ever happened.
As North Melbourne, I feel now in the context of the 2021 season. And
what's Fab doing?
What was that?
What are you eating? Damn it, Cremorne, what are you eating?
Curried sausages, Jim.
Oh, my God.
That is sensational.
We're on special.
I get the different one, Bill. Hamish doesn't bring cutlery in, which is a new level. Sounds like you had three courses on offer that one.
Was good.
Hamish, I'll come out of the break and I'll start chatting and kind of turn to him and I'll see him put something in his mouth when we've had the whole ad break or the whole song to not do that. And then while chewing, he'll raise his eyebrows high and just give me the
keep going.
So if it was ever feedback that Andy was crapping on a little bit before the tournament started, he was feeling his chops.
With the calling of the footy now obviously being remote, we've got not far from here actually in South Melbourne, this amazing facility. We sit there and there are screens everywhere. When the games are in Brisbane, Luke Hodge is on the boundary and we've got one of the 30 screens just on Hodgie. And I love waiting until he starts eating.
Yeah, and then throw.
Good, Jim. That matchup would be worrying you, Hodgie Nickerson. Spits half the pie.
Wouldn't be as light and easy either.
No. Oh, I really like that. Hopefully you should get an isolated camera and a record of just that, just seeing him scramble.
Spits it out. And I love it. Great to see you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best,
all right,
best teeth in, please.
Now, Bill, you have two beautiful daughters, of course, Luce and Rubes. And I now live in a house with a 13-year-old daughter of my partner, Charlotte. She is a beautiful girl, as in just it's stunning physically, but just got the beautiful heart and is a gem. But what I find, Bill, after having lived with four sons myself, you develop a certain way of speaking to your children, and it's pretty abrupt, and it's pretty honest, and it's pretty, you don't, there's no bullshlucking. So if any of my boys do the wrong thing, they get split down the middle immediately, and they're left in no doubt. But when you're dealing with a girl, you've got to, it's very different. And I'm going to tell you why it's different. We've got this room at the front of our house, which has got an open fireplace, and I have built it into my room. So I've had a mantle put over the fire so then I can put a TV above that. I can go in there and watch my tape. I can shut the door. I can turn the fire on. And, oh, my goodness, it is mine. It's my sanctuary fat. I can get in there. I can watch whatever I want. I get left alone. It's beautiful. That's taken me about a year to put this room together.
I think it's called a mantelpiece.
Well, it's sort of not this one because it hasn't got it's just a piece of wood to stop the fire heat from buggering my telly up. So it's sort of just protecting it underneath. Anyway, I had to have that crafted. It came, and now it is. And I went and bought a couch. So I get my own couch. I put that in there because Lisa's obviously a designer. So I get no say in anything that goes into our house. But this one.
So what's happened?
I was able to get my own couch. And so I'm set up. I'm ready to go. I've got my own place in the joint. So homeschooling.
And?
Suddenly homeschooling. So I'm like, all right. So the kids have all got a desk in their room and they've all got a place that they can homeschool. So I get up a bit late on a Monday, because it's a bit sleep in. So I get up a bit late on a Monday and I think to myself, all right. Lisa's working. She's making lots of phone calls at the moment. So I don't want to disturb her. So I thought I'd go down to my room. I have my Uggs on, I have my dressing gown on, I'll put the fire on, I'll read the paper on the iPad. I go walking in there and guess what I find?
Yep.
Charlotte. I looked at her.
So what did you say?
I looked at her. I said, shush, this is my room. Guess what I got back? What? No, it isn't. It's mine now. Ooh. I like it in here. And I've given it the... No, but I put all this stuff. I did it so that it's my room.
Mantle piece.
She goes, I know, it's really nice in here. I like it. I'm staying.
Oh, no.
And I just.
So what happened?
I turned around, Bill. I walked out. I walked down the corridor and found somewhere else to sit with my iPad.
Oh, you're soft. You are soft.
I thought to me, because she is such a star. I love her to bits. But I thought to myself, if that's George and Fred, get your. Exactly. I don't give a shit what you think of it. Pick your stuff up and get out of here within a second. This is mine. But as soon as you confront it, and you know this with Rubes and Luce, you've got to lay your guns down, Bill.
Because, mate, if they even tear up a little bit or get a bit sulky, do you feel bad? Good move, Jim. Well done.
I just got owned. I walk back down to Lise and she just goes, yep, that's how she rolls. So I've lost my room.
Sucked in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld?
Seinfeld? Triple M.
you can hear our next guest trying to keep Jay Clark and Joey Montagna in line on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Come on, Jay-Z, you're better than that.
Is he, though? Really?
In the next 2 weeks, you'll also see her on 7 Mate as part of Channel 7's Olympic coverage.
I've just got to say, look, I'm delivering.
Please welcome Emma Friedman.
Em, before we get to the magnificent job you'll do on the Olympics, yes. The one thing you can do with Jay-Z and Joey is stop the two of them eating.
Lockdown's not kind to both of them when it comes to their waistline, gotta be said.
It's not good at all.
Well, Joey's that Italian, you know, bread, and he eats too much of the pasta.
He's an Italian. You've got to exactly. Understand the cultural significance of that, Bill.
Well, and that's no excuse for Jay-Z.
What's Jay-Z? He just likes eating, the big fella. Now, what are you doing, Em? What are you going to be doing in the Olympics? When can we see you and what times?
So we start Saturday morning, Bill, with the coverage on 7 Mate, and I'm going to be on hosting about 7, 8 a.m. until 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Ooh,
and
gee.
16 days of athletic brilliance coming out of Tokyo. We would have seen last night, you know, the Matildas playing, and then yesterday the softball kicked off as well. So competition has begun, but officially we're on air Saturday morning.
Righto. And what's your must-sees? Give us your must-sees. Only a couple, so we can just mark them down in our little books. What do you like, Em?
I'm really excited about a couple of the new sports. So surfing, we've got like a crack team heading into the first surfing competition into the Olympics. Steph Gilmore, who's a seven-time world champ, of course, and then Sally Fitzgibbons, Julian, and Owen Wright as well. So, you know, that's a great team. And I hear that there's actually going to be a bit of weather around, which is going to create a few bigger waves, which they weren't anticipating. Yes. So that's going to be good to see.
Good.
And then also the skateboarding as well. We did rehearse a bit of that this morning.
Yeah.
I think people are going to get really into the skateboarding. It's going to be great.
Hey, yeah. Em, I had to do this exact job. Oh, I say had to do. Yeah, it was a privilege to do this exact job in the Sydney Olympics 2000. So I was parked in a little room hosting for pay TV. I'm very sure not a single person watched it.
No, they did.
So you'll get a lot more of an audience than happened back then. Paul Ruse was in the next room doing the exact same thing. Ruse was doing
it. Was he?
Anyway, halfway through, Em, a man came in and said, "You've got to call the synchronized swimming."
Oh. No.
So I had to exit that little room and go into another room and call the synchronized swimming. Never seen a second of it in my life.
No.
I ran into the Australian athlete who was competing at the Sydney Olympics in synchronized swimming later.
Yep.
She went, "Are you the bloke that did that?"
Oh, no.
I said, "Yes, I am." She said, "That's the single worst commentary I've ever heard.
Wow. Don't tell me this, because this is my greatest fear, is that something will happen. And I was like, "Guess what, Em? You're doing the badminton."
That's
it.
No. And you're cramming, Em, because you've got no idea. Yeah. There are 1,000 bloody sports. You can't get ready for them all. And suddenly it gets thrown at you. You just got to do your best. And my best was nowhere near good enough.
No.
Well, it is now, JB. Right. I mean, if you were called up to do what they call the artistic swimming now.
Oh, no.
Politically correct, it's the artistic swimming.
Is it really?
Now.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
I hope you get the badminton, and I hope New Zealand are playing.
Stuff you, Bill. Go away. to be honest, you do have to, Jamie's right, you do have to divide up the sports and think, okay, so in our shift, where are the Australians likely to finish? Like, where are we a chance for a medal or, a great story? But then there's the other sports. You go, I might neglect them, and then I get into bed each night and go, I really shouldn't neglect those sports because, what if you get called up to do them?
You'll be right, Em. You're a bloody star. Yeah. We can't wait to see it all on 7 Mate, 7 Plus, and, of course, on the main channel. Yep. The Olympics will be superb. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Cranbourne.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. Write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
Time for Maddie to go to work. Our man in the booth does superb work. He said to me a while back, "We've got that much on Bill that we can't just run a standard idiot file because they go for about 35 minutes.
He said that.
Yeah, he did. So we're going to go from the standard one into an idiot song, which I love, because then Maddie gets creative.
He does.
He weaves it through the tune of something we all love. And
I'll give you
this
that.
This, by Young MC, is one of my all-time favourites.
Young MC. Tuke Miller.
Very good season.
85, Cameron Oliver. And the leader on, also 85, so he's not the leader, Marcus Bontempelli.
I'm not sure who Cameron Oliver plays for.
Clayton Oliver, you idiot. Don't make up things.
Oh,
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
This is a Irish gymnast, Jim.
An Irish gymnast.
Gymnast, Jim. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. All right, you know the, how it works.
Oh! Next day's function,
high class luncheon. Yum, yum. In your stone cold munchin. Now, this is generally trending, Jim. Generally. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking,
sits down next to you and starts talking. Oh. And says she want to dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fat. So, and just bust the move.
And you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Yeah. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. He was on 60 Minutes. Carl Stefanovic. Oh. He interviewed him. Stefanovic.
Oh, no. Hey. She's dressed in yellow. She says, hello, Jim. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. Oh. Run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust a move. Ooh. Yeah. Someone was talking to you and said you were hungover to the hilt. For a better word. Said she want to dance to a different group. Now you don't want to do G-Buster move. She said that Alistair Clarkson and Sam Mitchell had a mediation session already, Jim. They've had a sit down and it didn't go smoothly. According to a smoothie. Banana today, yeah. Or a wild berry or something.
And it didn't go that well, apparently, right. Jill.
Jill, what sort of neck is he in? Just bust
the move.
What is wrong?
Yeah, what?
You're not getting to the end of the year, fat, are you? Not in this shape.
What is the date, Tim?
We're
July 22. Yeah. Wow, we've got a bit of time,
Bill,
to get through.
How are you going to go?
You know what came to my head when I was listening to that?
What about that sentence? When was?
When I was listening to that, Jim. A wrinkulous.
What?
What's a wrinkulous thing on your grandma?
My God. No, have another go. Another go.
It's a hard word to say.
No, it isn't.
Can you say it?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, no, don't get rabbits.
Rabbit,
don't.
Say
give
it.
Another go, please.
What's a wrinkulous thing? I can't say it. It's a hard word. You say it, Jim.
Bill, it is not a hard word. And I like the joke. You've told it many times before.
Wrinkulous.
But no.
Anyway.
But you know the problem with this, rabbit, is when he does this, I then doubt that the way I've been saying it forever is right.
You might be wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Who says you're right?
No, well, Bill.
You're entitled one that sits up there like a stiff dick.
I tend to say it the same way everyone else does. But then when you come out with, what did you just say it was?
Wrinkulous. Rabs, you say it because you're like me.
The wrinkliest.
I am not like you.
You are nuff.
Wrinkliest.
What is the wrinkliest thing on your grandma?
Yeah, what is it?
Your grandpa.
Oh, one, Jim.
Bang.
Jim's on fire. I like it, Jim. Well
what
done.
What the hell? This is what happens. We run one of these, either a song or the file.
Yeah.
And then Bill adds to it immediately for the next week.
No, I don't.
You just did.
Look,
how he listened to it, and the first thing that comes to his mind is other words he can't say.
It. Oh, no.
Chimney.
Oh, no. It's just
ambulance.
Oh, no. Can't. Can't keep going.
Mississippi. No, Ohio. Oh. That's a hard word.
And Worcestershire.
And Worcestershire.
Oh, no. Triple M's
Rush Hour with JB and Billy. I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
Our next guest has been a very welcome addition to Triple M's Friday Huddle.
You know when you haven't caught up with great mates for a long time? This is nothing like it.
He knows footy better than anyone and isn't afraid to call it as he sees it.
Shouldn't be allowed to kick the ball, Ruckman. By the time they send their message from the brain to the feet, too much happens.
You're an idiot, Chief.
Please welcome Jason Dunstall.
There's a massive list of achievements here that I refuse to read out.
12 times.
Well, he's already got enough smugness about
what
him.
About the
Chief?
12 times leading goal kicker.
Where are you, Chief, by the way?
Sitting at home, as most of us are in lockdown, Jim.
What are you up to?
Stuff all, Bill, when we're in lockdown.
Are you a puzzle man?
I do a lot of crosswords, yes.
What about, any other puzzles, like the... What do you call it?
Don't say
jigsaw and all that, Chief.
No, they're a little for the a little more for the brain dead people like yourself, Bill. I prefer something that's intellectually stimulating, Bill.
Chief, I've got a question for you. You've come screaming back into the Friday night broadcast, been magnificent and necessary too, because it was just flatlining a bit.
Needed something.
Chief came back in and injected some real life into it. But, Chief, God, Howie has to isolate because of Bowen Heads being a Category 1 or whatever the bloody hell they call it.
Yes.
You got Duke doing the Olympics.
Oh, no.
So he's gone missing. And then you've got the only other operating member of that team, Nath Brown, coming out with this.
That's to everybody who helped us out, put this to get out to you to the end of the art. I'm going to finish off with something. Triple M rocks footy.
Chief.
Damo's the only one.
Yeah, we're a little bit light on at the moment, mind you. It's not always the bad thing giving some of those blokes a spell, Jim.
What was Brownie doing Friday night? He just lost his way.
Yeah, Brownie can do a little bit of that. He off tangents. He gets lost in his own mind, Jim.
He can do that. What about the AFL? They're ploughing ahead, and we like that. They're getting as many games out as they can, Chief. But how many players can a team lose before they don't have a team? Like, we saw it on the weekend with Sydney and the Giants. They lost a couple. But if you lose five or six, is that when you've got to call the game off? Or what is it, do you reckon?
Mate, I love what the AFL's doing. They're finding ways to get the games done. So they could have delayed or postponed that game between GWS and Sydney. But at the end of the day, they said, look, can you get players here? Can we go ahead? If the answer is yes, go ahead.
Mm.
Both sides were disadvantaged. I think the AFL is doing a great job. We need to push these games through. If there's an emergency, Bill, yes, we postpone. But if there's a way to get the games done, get them done, mate.
Did you see Horace Longmire too? They made a really good thing out of it. He had his team there and he was announcing who was out because they couldn't play, obviously. But then he was announcing who was coming in and the boys had walked through the door. Did you see that, Chief? It was really well done by Sydney.
I didn't see it, but, mate, it's funny because a few people are talking about how unfair it is to the players that get in with, like, 20 minutes to warm up and get ready to play. They weren't picked in the first place, Bill. If I'm one of them, I'm thrilled to be there with a 20-minute warm-up because I'm getting a game I didn't think I was getting.
Bloody oath.
Did you ever not get picked, Chief?
Oh. Do you play VFL?
Please.
Chief.
No, of course
I did. I played 10 games in the twos in my first year.
10 game, and that's it. Did you ever, once you were established, you wouldn't have got dropped, but coming back from injury or something?
As if, Bill.
What about the mediation session between Clarkson and Sam Mitchell? Did that go ahead? And according to Caro, Chief, that it didn't go that well. It didn't go that smoothly.
I can put my hand on my heart and say I know as much as you do, Bill. I'm not involved in any of that sort of stuff. I think there have to be a number of meetings to make those sorts of things work. How it's proceeding, I honestly don't know, mate.
Well, you and Clark are good mates. He came around to your house with the Premiership Cup. That was a good effort, wasn't it, by the coach?
Mate, and I'm, at times I'm a little perplexed about the decision, but, you know, I guess I'm, again, because I'm removed from it, you've got to back the people in that are making the decisions, and only hindsight will tell us if it was the right decision or the wrong decision.
I'm extraordinarily perplexed by it, Chief. The best coach we've had in the last 25 to 30 years comfortably.
Join the club, Jim.
Coaches, good coaches are hard to find, Chief. Why would you let them go?
It's a very, very interesting question. I cannot answer, unfortunately. You need to speak to the people that made the decision, Jim.
How are you getting food in, Chief? This interests me.
Pizzas?
This lockdown period.
Hope there's no pizzas, Jim.
Well, I get food in through the gob, Jim. I don't know how you do it. How are you doing?
Does it get delivered to the door or do you wander out to a Coles or a Woolies?
Still allowed to go to Coles, mate. So get out there, fill the trolley up and back home you come with all the goodies.
Oh, dear.
Why shouldn't he have a pizza bill?
Well, you know what happened last time, Jim, when he was walking down the stairs with the thong. Jim, he had four or five pizzas, Jim.
Bill. You there, Bill?
Hello? You're breaking up a bit. You're breaking up.
No, Bill, I'm in an apartment. There's no stairs here, mate.
The old one when you fell down and you remember you blew out the thong.
Very funny. Keep giggling at your own joke, Bill.
All right, Chief. Great chatting to you always.
Chief out. Ship off.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Yes.
Or nut. Or nut.
So where are we going today with the quiz, please, Fat?
Well, it's an interesting one today because Clint is with us, Jim.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, I know. G'day, Clint.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. Where are you from?
Eltham.
Eltham. And who do you barrack for?
Carlton.
Is this Ryan Warren from Lang Warren?
Well, it's Ryan. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, boys, I'm here.
Where are you from?
Lang Warren.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a Ryan Warren from Narre Warren and a Ryan Warren from Lang Warren. What's your surname, Ryan Warren?
I'm Ryan Park. We'll go with that.
Park. All right. And you're a fan of?
The Mighty Saints, but not so mighty.
Got a chance, Bill. Got a look.
Yeah, they have. And you know how it works, boys. You just yell out your name. It's all about the Olympics. Are you excited by the Olympics, boys?
Looking forward to it, mate.
Oh, good.
All right. So jump in loud and proud.
Number one now. Here we go. Which American rock legend's daughter is competing at the Olympics? She's in the equestrian jumping.
Oh, who cares?
And I'll give you a clue.
Who cares?
I'll give you a clue. She was born in the USA.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
The boss. She's been good for a long time, his daughter.
That's a good effort, isn't it? Jessica, it is.
Yep.
Good luck to Jessica.
She has been
good
at a high level for a long time.
Who got that? Ryan.
Yes, Ryan. I've got the scoreboard here, Fat.
Oh, sorry.
I'll just keep a close eye on it.
Yeah, you do. Mm. You make a few little mistakes. Yeah. Number two now. Have a listen to this audio. And who won the gold medal, please?
Ryan.
Kathy Freeman. Kathy Freeman jumped out to a 2-0 lead.
You didn't hear it. That doesn't help. Clint didn't hear it. Go to the end. I like the end bit there.
This is a famous victory.
Wait for it, Jim.
What a legend. What a champion.
You know what, Bruce, is on record as saying he got that around the wrong way.
What?
He wanted to say, what a champion, what a legend, and it came out the wrong way, and it's turned into one of the great calls of all time. Exactly, so I wouldn't say anything, Bruce. I'd just accept how good it was.
No, Clint, can you hear?
Come on. Yeah, mate. Yep.
Righto. Here we go. Number three now. Before competing against the Aussies in the 100-metre relay, this is in the pool, US swimmer Gary Hall Jr. said he would what to the Aussies?
Clint.
Smashes like it's ours.
Oh, I like it. Ooh, yes.
Exactly, Jim.
So he's back in there, Clint.
What's the score, please? 2-1?
2-1.
Well done. Number four now. There's four new sports that will debut at the Olympics coming up on Friday in Tokyo. Name one of them, boys.
Clint.
Oh, Jim.
Breakdancing?
Oh, no.
Oh, I think it might be, Jim.
All right. Ryan.
Surfing. Skateboarding.
He's got them all.
All right, so it's 2-1.
2-1, righto.
So we're enjoying how tight it is.
Now, this is a good one. How old are you boys?
38.
Righto. This is our vintage, Jim, when we grew up and used to get dressed and go to school. But you watched the Olympics.
Oh, of course you did.
In the morning, and this bloke won a gold medal. He's a fisherman. See if you can guess who it is.
He's got two lifts in which to do it. It's 5 kilos heavier than he's ever lifted
look
before.
At this.
My word, Ryan, this is tremendous. Encouraging.
Brian.
Hey?
Brian.
Well, I can't hear the audio because all I can hear is Ryan. Ryan. Yeah. Yes, please, Ryan.
Dean Lucan.
Well done, Rhino.
Oh, there we are. Too good.
Remember that, Dean Lucan?
I do remember it.
No one knew who he was, Jim. He gets up there.
Port Lincoln tuna fisherman.
Exactly, representing Australia. And he just went bang.
Oh, yeah.
Got the three white lights and away.
And have you seen any vision or shots of him in the last 10 years?
No, has he dropped a lot?
Half the size.
Because he was a big boy.
Huge man.
Oh.
And, of course, very successful fishing business, tuna business.
Well done.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Do you hear the bad news that the inventor of fairy bread has died, Jim? It's going to be hundreds and thousands at his funeral. Jim, My wife, Jim, hasn't moved. Jimmy hasn't moved. Hundreds and thousands at the funeral, Jim.
Right, so you're going with another one.
No, no. That
can't be the only joke you got.
My wife told me I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. This is yours, Rab. Do you this? You should have seen a face when I drove past her. Look at Rab's like. Oh, you're laughing. See?
I'm laughing at you.
No, you're
Rab.
Laughing. Oh, Rab's laughing. Everyone's laughing.
He's trying not to laugh. Oh, but Rab, he loves it. Funny, Rab.
Yeah. You like that, Rab?
It was quite funny.
Oh, there we go.
It had the first one.
What do you say?
Hundreds
have
of
you
thousands.
ever? That's just an entree. Little chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab for entree.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.